Yud Ches Tammuz, 12th of July, Rabbi David Moshe Bloy, Tfilas Chano.
Good morning. We'll speak about a lesson for life, I mean, every day, what we could learn out from Tfilas Chano. A very famous story in Tanakh. It's brought down in Shmuel Aleph, Kapitel Aleph, the first Perek in Shmuel. And it's the Haftorah of the first day Rosh Hashanah. Vayhi ish echad min haramosayim tzoifim me'aref roim. There was ish echad. It means not only one man, it means a tzaddik. Ish echad says in Medrash every time it says ish echad was an Adam Gadol. A great man. Mino Ramasayim Tzoyfim, from this place that was called Ramasayim Tzoyfim, and his name was Ushmoy Elkanah. Ben Elihu, Ben Toichu, Ben Zuf Efrasi. He was from the family, a very famous family, with a great grandson of Koirach. And Koirach was one man that changed Klal Israel for bad. Because he started, you know, making fun and making his jokes, like we know from the parsha from 2 weeks ago, and he made crazy the whole Klal Israel to go to a revolution against Moshe Rabbeinu. And Elkanah did a good revolution. He did a change. One man, one person by himself, started to do a change in Klal Israel. And that times, Am Israel, there was no Beis HaMikdash, there was a Mishkan, and the Mishkan was in Shiloh, and people would not do the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. You need to leave your house 3 times a year, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, and go from where you live to Shiloh to do the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. But it's very hard. It's a very hard mitzvah. Think about it. It's to leave the house. It's to leave everything. And in that times also, it's everyone leaving the house. So could come, they could steal. Let's say someone is living by the northern border of Israel. Yeah. So he's living over there. You have ISIS and you have Hezbollah and you have a few good friends, neighbors. And the minute that you're leaving the house and you're coming now to Shiloh, to Beis HaMikdash, what's going to be? Someone is a farmer, let's say. He has the cows and lumps and goats and chickens and eggs and milk, and it's his old, and that's what he lives the whole year. Now he's leaving everything. There's no iron gates. I know what they had that time. He's going to leave everything. What's going to be? So we have a promise. The Torah promises that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising us. Lo yachmoid ish es artzecho ba'alois choloi rois. No one will even try. No one will want it even. No one is not going to want. There was a very interesting vote from Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyelach. Reb Shlomo Zalman used to say that there was a pasuk the Gemara brings down in Chagiga. Mayofu pe'omayich bane'olim bas nodiv. Mayofu pe'omayich bane'olim. How nice is your steps when you're walking with your shoes. Bas Nadiv, the daughter of Avraham Avinu, that's called a Nadiv, because he gave himself for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the Geirim are called Nadivim. Bas Nadiv, Nadivei Amim Ne'esafu. Why? Because he's giving himself. He's not Mechuyev, he was not born a Jew. He became a Tzadri, come on. He became a girl. And that's why it's Bas Nadiv. Avraham Avinu is the Roish LaGeirim. Mayofu Pa'omayich Bane'olim Bas Nadiv, when you do the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Mayofu Pa'omayich Bane'olim. Lo yikon eis adam, there was a Mishnah and the brachas. Lo yikon eis adam la mikdash bemakloi ubepundosoi ubenaloi shal raklov. You're allowed to go into Beis HaMikdash with shoes? No. So when you do the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, you would choose or without shoes? Without shoes. Bobas, right? Without shoes. So how do you go, my yofu pa maich bane olim? You're speaking about Aliyah L'Regel, you say he would choose the steps with shoes. Bane olim. So says of Shemazam like this. Let's see how it went. Okay, someone living, let's say that from the northern border, Amoshai took to come to Yerushalayim. And now it's Israel, they start to ask for rain, Zayin v'cheshvan. 2 weeks after the end of Sukkot. Why? Because that's the time that takes the camp till Nehal Pras, till the end of the border of the north side of Israel, right? So this takes 2 weeks. 2 weeks before Yom Tov. Someone is leaving his house and he's going. He's walking forward to Yerushalayim, and by night, by day, he's not calm. Before he goes to sleep, he feels, what's happening with the chickens, what's happening with the cows, what's happening with the horses, with the donkeys. I, you know, I left something at us. So, yeah, it's chizuk. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I believe in Hashem Yisbarach, it will be okay. But the whole night is, you know, from side to side. If he was going only to one side, he was coming to the house back. But he's doing it from one side and then to the other side. And the other side, and again, he's not sleeping good the whole night. And he comes in the morning, he can't last it. He's going, oh, that's it. And then his friend comes to him and says, no, come, go on. It's going to be okay. Trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Trust Hashem Yisbarach. It will be okay. And that he has 2 weeks from climbing up to Yerushalayim and going the old way. And he's calm and he doesn't know. And he's afraid. And his imagination has all these stories. He knows nothing. He didn't stay, but they should close the door. Why are they leaving it so open later? The cat is going to come in. And the whole 2 weeks from the going up to Yerushalayim Aliyah L'Regel is very, very hard 2 weeks. Then, after 2 weeks, he comes to Yerushalayim. He comes into town. He sees the Beis HaMikdash. He hears the singing of the Levim. And the holiness of the singing of the Levim was so nice, it was so beautiful that in 1 minute he forgot everything. He forgot from the cows, he forgot from the chickens, he forgot from everything. He only feels, Kirvas Hashem Vani, Kirvas Hashem Li Toiv, Kirvas Elohim, he feels. It's the best, it's the sweetest in the world. And then he's coming and he takes off his shoes and he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. And he brings a cauldron and everything. And he doesn't remember nothing. He's only... And the biggest kirvas Hashem that there is, it's the biggest pleasure in the world. Come to this person and ask him, I want to do a picture for you, for the passport, that you know everyone has his passport, is going from this world to that world, yeah? And I need a picture, your picture, that for this passport, when I should do the picture from you? What means when? When I am Beis HaMikdash over there, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, okay, they're not allowed to go in, but the closest, and standing over there, and the Kachrovas HaKobim, and the Levim is singing, and I'm over there, you know, but the biggest dveikus that it wears. No, no. Says Chazal, tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Pasuk, Mayofu Pe'amayich, you know when you, the most nice that it wears, the nicest that it wears, you know when? Mayofu Pe'amayich, Bane'olim. That 2 weeks, with the shoes, doing Aliyah L'Regel. When you was going up and down, and maybe, and now I'm going home, no, I can't last it. That 2 weeks that you was grumbling and umbling and trying to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you was the nicest. The picture of the passport will be from the way with the shoes, not without the shoes. Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. The getting, it's very nice. To feel the sweetness of Kirvas Hashem, and the good times, it's very good. But the hard work and the nicest time of a person is when he was fighting. Israel, kiso, riso. Not kinitzachta. Not because you win, because you are fighting, because you are trying. And that's Israel. Okay, but this is what we're talking about. Aliyah L'Regel. Aliyah L'Regel is very hard, and people stopped to be Oy L'Regel, stopped to do the mitzvah. Elkanah used to go around. Every year he used to do Oy L'Regel to Shiloh. And when he used to go up this way, he used to go every year through a different town. And he used to come up to people and ask him, Elkanah, he was God Ladol, where are you going? Boyu, Venale, Shiloh, El Beis Hashem Aleikeinu, let's go to Shiloh. A mitzvah from Aliyah L'Regel. And every time, everybody came with him. And then a year later, from a different way, and a different way. And slowly, slowly, one man brought a change. And he did that the whole Klal Israel should be Oy L'Regel. That tzaddik, that God Ladol, the Novi, Elkanah, had no children. He was married to a woman, what was her name? Hannah. They both living together 10 years, there's no children, so what do they do? What's this gule? So we see what Avraham Avinu, yeah? Sarah. She had no children, so she went and she bought in Hagar to be a Sarah, to be two women by Avraham, and that was a skule. Ulai ibane gan onoichi mimena. I'll also have children. She will have children, I will have children. Who did also the same thing? Rachel and Leah brought in Bilhah and Zilpah, right? When they had no children, they stopped giving birth, so she did the skule. So Hannah also comes and says, let's do that skule. Shame vayhi Elkanah shtei noshim. Shame achas, the first one in the beginning, he had only one, Hannah. And the shame hashenis, then he had another one that the name was Pnina, but the skule didn't help. Vayhi lifnina yeladim, Pnina had children, ulechanah ein yeladim, and Hannah has no children. And this is going on 19 years. That Pnina has every year a child, and Hannah has no children. Till Pnina had 10 children, and Hannah has no children. And the year here, they go to Beis Hamikdash, and they daven, and they bend down, they ishtacha voice, the way of praying that time used to be they go down on the knees, and you raise your hands, and that's the way you pray. Rav Avraham ben Rambam writes that today, we don't daven that way, because the goyim has started to daven in that way, so it's like matzeva and other things that the goyim use, so we do different. That's why the way of davening today is like bending down and putting the right hand and the left hand, and this is the way of tefillah today. So you could raise your hands in the middle of davening, but not for too much time, only this is the way of tefillah. But then it's leishtacha voice, that time, tefillah was different. It's leishtacha voice, that is boyach, and being korbanes, lifnei Hashem, beshiloi. And it was of the Bnei Eli, Eli HaKoyen, was then Koyen Gadol, and his sons, Chofni Pinchas, was there. Vayhi Hayom, comes the day, in Beis HaMikdash, day over there in Shiloh and the Mishkan, and they do the Zvachim, they bring the Korbanos, the sacrifice, the Hofers, and after they come, and comes, there was Shlomim, the Shlomim, there was a mitzvah to eat from the Shlomim, and when they come to eat from the Shlomim, so Venosan, Lifnino Ishtoi, gave Elkanah, to Pnino his wife, Ulechon Boneo Uvnoisan, all the children, the 10 children, Monois, he gives them, everyone, is a part of Ulechano, Yitain, he also gives Chano, Mono Achas, only one, she has no children, and even that piece that he gives her, that part, is Apoim. His face is falling down, you know, sad face. That's how the father of the Radak explains. Lechano Yitain Mono Achas Apoim. Why? Two reasons. Ki es Chano Ohev. Hashem sogarachmo, because he loves Chana and she has no children. Hashem sogarachmo, it's the davening so much, the asking so much, the being so much korbanas and promising, and nothing doesn't go. And vechiasato tzoroso gam kaas bavur areimo, and then used to come Pnino, and you like turn the knife, yeah? She used to come and say, oh Chana, what did you buy for your children for Yom Tov? They're going to Beis Hamikdash, you didn't buy for them new clothes? Oh, you have no children. Oh, I didn't sleep by night, all night the baby was crying. And like this going on and on and on and turning and disturbing and tzah, bimetzero, make a sad, why? The pasuk tells us, ba'avur hare ima, that Chana should daven. She wanted to be mechazek and tefillah. And the way of being mechazek and tefillah was by, you know, itching more and more. And she was punished. She was punished with very bad, like Chazal tell us. Adakoro yolda shiv'a v'rabas bonim umlala. Chana and then had 7 children, and she lost all her children. Because every child that was Lemaisa, when you look in the Psukim, you see that Chana had only 5 children. And over here she says in the Shira, they had 7 children. Because every child that was born by Chana, Pnina, 2 children was lost. She lost 2 children. And when she had, she went to have, she was expecting the 5th child, so she understood that now Pnina is going to lose the last 2 children from the 10. That's it. So she went and she started to daven for her children, for Pnina's children to stay alive. And that's why this 2 children of Pnina is named after Chana. That's why even Chana had only 5 children. It's called Ad Akara Yolda Shiva. She had 7 children. Why? Because this 2 children of Pnina is named after her. It's 5, another 2, it's 7. It's very interesting. Chazal told us in Bava Basra that Pnina, Satan uPnina l'shem shomayim iskavnu. Pnina meant l'shem shomayim. Ba'avur ha'reimo. The pasuk tells us it was ba'avur ha'reimo. But what's very interesting, that, well, you know, there was a joke that they say in Yerushalayim. They say the joke. They say that how you know that Pnina meant l'shem shomayim? Because this amount of rishis could be only l'shem shomayim. To go to someone that's crying and to turn the knife, and the person stops himself. But this is okay, that's a joke, but it's not a deeper. We're speaking about Pnina, yeah? She meant really Lashem Shamayim, but Chana didn't see that you mean Lashem Shamayim. Chana was crying. Chana was sad because of what you said. So you meant Lashem Shamayim, but you needed to think of someone else that's over here, what he feels with what you say. And that I'm now the Shem Shamayim, it doesn't make, and even I'm really the Shem Shamayim, I mean, it's not a joke. It's really the Shem Shamayim, but you need to think also the other side, there's 2 people over here, how he feels with you, the Shem Shamayim. Okay, but that was going over there, and V'chein Ya'aseh tells us the pasuk, V'chein Ya'aseh Shono V'Shono. Every year was the same story. They come to Shiloh, they do the korbanes, they bring the davening for children, the Pnina gets 10 monos, 10 parts. Chana gets all part. She's sad. Elkanah is sad. Chana is sad. Pnina comes and adds on. Every year, the same story. Till 1 year, after 19 years, comes Elkanah. And he comes with a brilliant idea. Comes to Hannah. What he tells her? Hannah, Lama Tivki, why are you crying? Velama Latoichli, why are you not eating? Velama Yeigalevayach, why you have a bad heart? You know, what's your problem? You dream, you're still dreaming, you're still believing that you will have children. And that's why every year and year, I mean, it's not every year, it's every month, you're eating maybe this time, and that's brown, you crash down. And again, you're trying, and you fall down. And it's desperation that coming over every month and month. And that's called in the Pasuk and Mishlei, Toicheles Memushacha Machalolev, a long offering, hoping for something, you wait and wait and wait and it doesn't come, Toicheles, waiting for something, Memushacha for a long time, Machalolev, it makes sick the heart. So does Elkanah to Hannah, you know what's your problem? That you believe you will have children. Stop believing, give up, give in. That's it. Hannah has no children. Accept the reality. Accept the facts. That's it. You're not going to have any children. And then you feel much better. Yeah, I mean, I don't get broken. I don't feel bad with not winning the lottery. Because I never don't buy. Right? And if someone buys, and he's dreaming now this time, because, you know, this time he's going to win. And every week, yes, it's very odd. Wow, it's so bad. Don't buy, and that's it. I mean, so Hannah, Elkanah tells Hannah, stop hoping. Stop dreaming. Cancel all your dreams, cancel Hannah, you're not going to have any children. You need children. You don't have a mitzvah from Periya Bariviya, right? Periya Bariviya, Peruvu, Bechivshua, Ishadak, Lichbosh. Women is not Mechuyev, Bekibush, and Milchame, and war, and conquering, and everything. So that's why they are not Mechuyev. You don't have a Mechuyev. Only what? Could be you want children. Why? Like the Gemara in Kesuba says, to have a Mare Leyade, a Chutre Leyade, a Mare Lekvure. To have someone should help you going when you're old, someone after Me'er of Esrim should help you understanding, should help you, should bury. Okay, Aloy Anoichi Toiv Lach, Me'asor Abonim. I'll be for you more than 10 children. I'll be in the Polans or Thailanders or Chinese. I know they'll help you. I'll pay the money, everything. I'll be good for you more than 10 children. I'll be for you everything. Chana, stop dreaming. Unbelievable. I mean, after 19 years, and that's who's desperate right now? Who's telling you this thing? Not the doctor. Not Lador. Tzadik Ador. A husband that's going together with her this way for 19 years is telling her, Chana, stop dreaming. Chana, you have no hope. That's it. What she does? You know what does she do? The first time in her life. The first time in her life, she's going to Tavon. Vatokom Chana stood up and went to Davin to pray first time for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Till then she never did Davin. She trusted Elkanah to Davin. Everything what I'm saying is from the Magen. She trusted till today Elkanah should Davin for her. She trusted someone, Eliakoy, and she trusted everyone. The first time she understood she has no one to trust. Elkanah doesn't believe in it. He doesn't believe she'll have children. She needs to Davin, she needs to pray for herself. And then Vatokom Chana and she Davin to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now we need to know that we, tefillah that we daven today, from who we learn this tefillah? From Chana, right? Look in Gemara Brachas, Lamed, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis. We learn Chana, you medaber es alibo, so we daven quiet, and you daven a lot of Hilchos tefillah, we learn from Chana. Before the times of Chana, they used to daven different. She created this Hilchos tefillah that we know, but before they used to daven different. What they used to daven? So the Malbim says very interesting, that in that times, it was like this. There was one way of tefillah, to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Now, if you're speaking straight, directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you can't daven long. You need to speak very short, like you're speaking to a king. You're speaking to the king, to the big king, so you need to be very concrete, you know, exactly what you want to say. Say exact words, be calm, stand nice, dress normal. It's a way of speaking to a king. Even, you know, a prime minister, what should be a president? There was a way for speaking. And you're speaking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, so come. And you need to be also, like, you see, Nehemiah HaTirshasa, yeah? When he comes in, the first prayer of Nehemiah, when he comes into the king, and he's with a sad face, so the king asks him, you came to poison me? So he tells him, no, the place of the old city of my parents and my grandfathers is broken down, Yerushalayim, so that's why I'm sad. Okay, so you could go there and fix over the city, and that's how it starts, say, for Nehemiah. But you see, you can't come to a king with a sad face. And over here, so this is one way. One way of tefillah is very short, very meduyak, very focused on what you want to say, and that's a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, directly to him. There was a different way of tefillah. Then that's speaking, if you want to speak long and say over everything, all your feelings, you can speak to the malachim. Speak to the malach, and the angels will give over your tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not asking from them, right? You're asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What you ask the malachim, machnisei rachamim, hachnisu rachameinu, yeah? So it's the milas rachamim. You speak to the malachim, and you ask from the malachim, they should ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a different way of tefillah, that's through malachim. Now, what's the difference between tefillahs? If you have like this sign, tefillah to malachim is long. Tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is short. Tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is quiet. Tefillah to malachim needs to be loud. That's the difference between malachim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's two kinds of tefillah. Chana is coming now and davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tokom Chana. And she's davening and she's asking for, and she's breaking all the laws of tefillah. V'hi moras nofesh. The soul is bitter. V'tispalel al Hashem. She's davening straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says also, very sharp to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tispalel al Hashem. Uvachoy Sivkin, she's crying by davening. Crying by davening? Davening, you're speaking now to the king, what are you crying? Say exactly what you want. And she's davening, she asking if he'll give me a child, so he'll be a Nazir, and I'll give him HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Eli HaKoyen is sitting over there, and he's seeing the first tefillah of this woman after so much years, and he sees she's crying, and she's davening long, but quiet. V'hoya ki hir besole ispalel el Hashem, she's davening long, ואלי שומר אספיו, וחנו היא מדברס על ליבו, רק ספוסה, on the eyes, the lips are moving, וקוילו in his voice, לא ישומע, you don't hear no voice. What's happening over here? She's davening to the Malachim? So it needs to be, it could be long, but it needs to be loud. She's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So it could be quiet, but it needs to be short. And she's davening long and quiet. What's happening over here? He looks under Urim Batumim and he says, Shin Chafrei, Shei Chafrei, Shikaira, she's drunk. So, after this gigantic tefillah, after 19 years that she stood up to pray, what Eli HaKoyen tells her? Ad masai tishtakorin, drunk woman, out till when you're going to drink. What it says, an acting and standing over him, based on Migdash, and davening, and based on the Mishkan, and davening when you're shikar. Go out, get out of here. Hasirias yeinich me'aloich. Take away the wine from you, and then come back to daven over here. Very nice. I mean, the feeling after first time she's starting to daven and praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the what she gets, the slap in the face. Go out of here. Go, shikoira. So he says, Laya doini. No, my master, my yo. It's hard. I'm a hard-going woman. I didn't drink anything. I created a new mahalach and tefillah. The eshpoich es nafshi. I poured out my soul. And all my feelings, lifnei Hashem. Don't be done me lekaf choyva on what I did. And then, he looks again under Urim Vetumim, and he understands, it doesn't say over the shikoira, it says over the kesheira. She got to askam from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Urim Vetumim, she's right, this is the way of tefillah. Come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and speak to him on everything what's going over on you. Tell him everything, give over everything, pour out your soul in front of him. After 19 years, that is the way. That is the way of tefillah. And then he tells her, go home. Ve'elokei Yisroel, yiteinas she'iloseich, asher sho'alt me'imoy. You asked from him, and he's going to give you. I'm not giving you a bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you the bracha that you need to get. She goes home, and she has a baby. And she calls his name Shmuel, why? Ki me Hashem she'ildiv, because I asked this child straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no malachim, nothing else, only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Then she needs to do the promise to bring him to Shiloh. It comes over a year, 2 years, kasher gebolatu, when it comes to age, he grows up a bit, she brings him to Shiloh. They come over there, והנער נוער וישחטו את הפור ויובילו את הנער אל לילי. What's happening? What's the story over? Tell us Chazal. That he came to do the shchita of the oila. Okay. You have a korban oila. There was the mitzvah of shchita. They're waiting for the shchita. So, everybody's waiting. So there was that baby, 2 years old, the shmuel standing over there and asking, why are they waiting? So they tell him, the kohen should come and do the shchita. So shchita is kshayra bizarre. Shechita kshira. Ooh, he's good. He's smart, this kid. Very nice. But what's the problem? Moire hoiro bifnei raboi chayev mise. And even he never didn't learn nothing by Eli HaKoyen until today, but because Eli HaKoyen is the God Lador, so he's a rabbi muvek from old Neadol. So what you do? What it, hey, he needs to die. This kid needs to die. It's a mitzvah b'dei shamayim, yeah? But Chano comes to ask from Eli HaKoyen, he should have rachmonis on him, and this child, he should daven for him, that this child should stay. So she says, אני אישה ניצב שמחה בזה להספלל אל השם. אל הנער הזה הספללתי, חזלת לו... If you look into it a minute, it's very interesting. This child, this Shmuel, is a great grandson of... Korach. And by 2 years old, he's already starting. I mean, he's 2 years old, and he's going already to tell Deus, you know, he has his opinion about Shchita, if it's Sheikh of Azar, when you have God Lador for 90 years sitting over here, and Eli HaKoyen in the Mishkan, and he's, oh, this problem, you need to end it when it's small. So, as a chayav is afraid from this child, what's going to be with him? It's too much power in one person, so what's going to be over him? And so she comes, and so that's it, chayav misa. So Eli HaKoyen tells her, okay, I'll give you a bracha, you'll have a much better child, smarter, clever, better in all the things, everything better. She says, no, and anar hazeh yispalolti, I want this one. Why? So the Reb Shimshon Pinkus Atzal used to say that why in anar hazeh yispalolti, used to say this is a ois gibetener kind. A child what you davened for very much and a lot of time is something different. You can get easy. The worst thing that come hard, but they worth a lot. A child that came after a lot of crying and a lot of praying has a different koyach, a ois gibetener kind. That's a pshat Reb Shimshon Pinkus used to say. But my father says that lefid this mahalach malbim is very good. You can see how it goes. She says, ani o isha. I'm the woman, and it's ever in Chabaze. I was over here 2 years ago. Leispalel el Hashem. Over here, I davened el Hashem straight. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, not through Malachim, not through no one else. And anar hazeh yispalolti. This is the kid that I got. This is the child that I got. And if now, vayiten Hashem li yashelasi asher shalati meimoy. If now this child is going to die by 2 years, what people are going to say? It's not worth to daven Hakadosh Baruch Hu straight. It's not worth the comment to do v'eshpoiches nafshi lifnei Hashem to speak about everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a chutzpidike way of davening, and then you have chutzpidike kids that die at 2 years old because they might arrive if they're rabbi. I'm going to lose the mahalach of tefillah, and that I can't lose. El anar hazeh yispalolti v'ayitein Hashem li yashelasi asher shalati meimoy. If he's going to die now, so that's it. No one is not going to want to daven this way. And that's why she comes and she asks that this thing should happen, and this child should stay, and he stays. And then Chano stands and says, "Vatispal el Chano." She stands to daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Time is short, so we're going to say only a few points from the tefillah. But you look inside where the pirush of the Malbim is very nice. He says like this: "Vatispal el Chano." Chano is davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what she says? First, she says, "HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holy, and everything, and is ein kadosh kashem, ki ein biltechon no one besides him, ve ein tzurkele ken, and there's no rock or something you could rely on and trust on, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, al talbu tedabru gvoyo gvoyo, don't make HaKadosh Baruch Hu too big. Don't speak on it like too holy, because then a poor woman of 19 years without the children could not speak to him. With the kind of education that I got, I was taught, I couldn't speak to 19 years from suffering, I never didn't open my mouth and didn't daven. So, al talbu sedabru gvoyo gvoyo. Don't speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu too much, too high, like it has nothing to do with us. Yetzei asok, the words of Apikosus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is far away from us, and you can't speak to him, yetzei asok mipechem, that words should go out of your mouth. Don't say that words. Ki keil deyo is Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything what's going on, ve'loy niskenu alilois and everything what's going on all the ways, he's the one that's planning everything, he's in the world is a world of changing, he's doing, he's creating all the changing. And a person needs to remember, raglei chasidav Ishmael, if he believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and speaks to him and knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you, just open your mouth. Everything, with crying, with saying everything what you have to say over to him, Ragnei Chassidu Vishmar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to keep him and help him. V'ureshoim, the ones that don't speak, it's because b'choshech yidamu. They imagine for themselves that they're in darkness. They're not in darkness. Everyone is in light. But they imagine for themselves, their imagination tells them that they're in darkness. Yidamu, to themselves that they are in Choshech, the Rishayim. And that's why they are quiet in the darkness and they don't damn HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to know Rakli Chassid of Ishmael, Rishayim B'Choshech Yidamu, speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything that's going over in your life and every part with crying, with saying, say all your feelings and you will see Be'ezer Hashem, we'll all see together the Yeshua, what Chana is asking in the last words of the Tefillah. אש יורם או איתן או איז למלכוי ויורם קרן משיחוי בגאול השלימה במהירו ימין.